The words of 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent God's Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. God did not and does not want us ever to have any doubt that it is fully possible for us to be in good standing and right relationship with God. God loves us and wants us to live in fullness of life, not in fear. Jesus came to make these things totally clear to us through what he said, what he did, and what he endured. When we are kind, generous, helpful, and loving toward one another, we are living the life that God intends, and God's love becomes real and visible in us. God's love is perfected in us over time through this practice of loving one another, and as God's love is perfected in us, we are able to experience God's comfort and know God's joy. Jesus did tell a memorable story about a Samaritan who rescued and saved the life of someone who had been robbed and beaten and left by the side of the road. Is it possible that the story was so vivid in his mind because something similar had happened to him? According to Luke's gospel, Joanna was among the followers and supporters of Jesus. She was the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza. Along with other women, she witnessed the crucifixion and the burial, and early on the first day of the following week, she was among the women who returned to the tomb with the burial spices. In their testimonies today, we heard the Samaritan and we heard Joanna offering to Jesus emergency medical attention, financial support, time and space for rest, provision for nourishment, and unfailingly loyal friendship. Jesus awakened their compassion and their courage, and when they had opportunity to do so, they made a contribution to his well-being and to his ministry. They did not hide. They did not hold back. As we prepare this morning to make our offerings, we will pause for a moment of prayer. God of love, as you first loved us, so now we seek your strength, that we may love others. Jesus, our salvation, as you shared your life with us, so now we ask for your grace, that we might share our lives in ways that bring healing and hope to the world. Spirit within, fill us with your power to be only and always in the service of divine will, that others may know of your mercy, peace, and truth. Gracious God, may goodwill prevail everywhere on earth. It is to that purpose that we lift this prayer. Amen.